With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Damn straight advice. Text into the DWIattorney.com text line, 713-572-4610. Text us now. It's weird. This segment's weird sometimes. Some days we're buried underneath about 25 questions, and in other days, people are like, oh, it's damn straight advice. I guess I should text something in, and then they do it 3 minutes into the segment. Thankfully, we have longer segments now. You guys have a little extra time. A lot of people reacting to the honey badger. I can't wait to see him killing everyone on the field this year to prove them wrong. Concur. Laura Reynolds is here. Hello, Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, how you doing?
Are you a little under the weather, Laura?
The trees are trying to kill me.
Oh, you get the pollen thing going on, yeah.
The pollen levels are like at record highs, I heard.
They're really high, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the price you pay for this beautiful weather, is that the trees wake up and they do their thing.
Yep.
True.
Yeah. Oh, come on
Press.
Now, B-Mac. A little ding on the head.
Kicking them when they're down.
I hope you feel better, Laura.
Thank you.
The people, I'm sure, appreciate you being here to dole out some advice. So text them in, 713-572-4610.
The honey badger is going to transform that secondary. Just watch. His attitude, his work ethic, is just going to permeate throughout that entire secondary. You're going to see him collectively play very well.
Real quick, because this is there's a short answer to this, I'm sure, but we had a listener, I think it was Matt, who put up a poll the other day after the Honey Badger press conference, and I thought it was an interesting question. Who stands to benefit the most in the secondary from the presence of Tyrann Mathieu? And he put a Twitter poll up, and he put four choices. I forget who won, but Kareem Jackson, Jonathan Joseph, Kevin Johnson, or Andre Howell. Who would you pick if you had to say is going to benefit the most?
Ooh, that's a great question. I bet you Andre Howell.
I said Howell just because same position, benefit from that, you know, sort of brain power.
Yeah, synergy there.
Yeah.
There's a pride that say, you know, every position group takes inside linebackers versus outside linebackers.
Both Louisiana guys too, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. Andre Howell from Baton Rouge.
That could play a role.
Yeah.
They're Cajun background.
You know, if you've got a serious question in your life, you're missing a golden opportunity right now on the DWI.
Cut right to the front of the line. Yeah.
Text message page 713-572-4610. We are here to change lives.
Here's one for you.
Okay.
It says, and I'm going to direct this towards Teddy Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still okay to get with a slump buster?
Yeah, absolutely.
For those who don't know what a slump buster is, I wish we had Mark Grace's explanation from the Jim Rome show back in the day.
The slump buster is totally fine.
It's when you lower your standards.
Right.
Significantly.
It's
an effort to regain your rhythm.
Your mojo.
Yeah. Do you guys know my moped analogy, right?
You've said it before, but for those who haven't heard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, a slump buster, it's kind of like a moped. Both fun to ride. You just don't want your friend to see you on it.
Hey, Laura, is there such thing as a slump buster for women? Is there a flip side to that?
I don't know.
Walk around with asking each other if they got on a slump buster?
They're not like us.
No, I think it's more along the lines of, you know, your friends try to set you up.
I got
to get you back out there.
Okay, yep. Probably like something a little more civil.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. I got you.
At work, there's this woman that shows up to sell beer bus tours. Her and I talk quite a bit, and other day, she spent most of the workday talking with me while I worked the bar. I'm not sure if she's flirting or if she's just being nice since I work here.
Mm.
Again, most of the workday. That's a long time.
It is. To sell beer bus tours. It sounds like this person is a bartender of some sort. Beer bus tours. I'm trying to think, it sounds like the question is, and I'm sure people are going to be texting in, here's why he's asking this, Sean, but it sounds like he thinks that she's trying to sell him something, possibly. Like these beer bus tours. I don't know, these beer bus tours, do they stop at different bars or something?
Probably.
I don't know what a beer bus tour is.
I've never heard of it, but my guess, that's what it does.
Maybe it's one of those deals where everybody's peddling.
Maybe, Rich.
Oh, okay.
On Washington Ave.
On Washington.
I live right on Washington.
Definitely meets the definition of a beer bus.
Yeah. It does. Yeah.
But I kind of took it to mean that he wants to know if, you know, if she's trying to get him to ask her out.
That's what I. That's how I was
and
reading.
That right. When I read the question, I thought, not when this, I worked here, but the place I worked before here, I'm nice to pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
And I was,
this is great.
And I was nice. I was nice to the IT guy at this place, and he went and complained to my supervisor that I supposedly was hitting on him and didn't know he was married.
And
I'm like, and she even stood up for me. She said, no, Laura's nice to everyone.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the way
I took
this question.
You know what this guy is? You know what this guy is, Laura? Huh? He's a That's what that guy is.
That guy thinks
honestly.
pretty highly of himself too, huh?
Yeah, I was just being nice, but after that I had to stay away from him.
That's an interesting dynamic though. Okay, I didn't see the story going that way, okay? But I thought it was, what a douche, is what I thought you were going to say was, here's what happens is you're kind of in this, you're in that friend zone, baby, I know? Yeah. And you're not sure if the other person wants to go further into that other zone, more than platonic zone, or not. So you don't know. You're kind of vacillating in no man's land for a while.
Yeah.
And you need more clues, and you need her to drop more. And sometimes it just never happens.
I feel like every
80s, you know what I mean?
I feel like every other 80s movie was built around this.
When
Harry Met Sally, Kind of Wonderful.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
All of them,
Breakfast Club, to some degree.
Right. Did you see the one about threesomes on here?
Go for it.
I usually don't miss those.
So I met you'll like this, Ted. So I met a girl who is open sexually and is willing to give me my fantasy of a threesome with two girls if I give her a threesome with two dudes. Wouldn't be any touching amongst the dudes, but still, what do you think? Wow.
Put
your general manager's hat on here.
Ted, this is a no-brainer for you. The answer is no. Are you kidding me?
Rich, if it were a no-brainer, he wouldn't be stressing
like
this.
But this is a struggle between bad and evil for Ted.
This all comes back to crossing swords.
He really wants that threesome.
He said, let me read it again.
Well, listen, Sean, things can get a little passionate. There are no guarantees.
Wouldn't be any touching amongst the dudes. You're right. There are no guarantees.
There are no guarantees.
Yeah.
Good luck balancing.
But put it this way. There would be no intentional touching amongst dudes.
Still, it's too much of a risk.
Let me ask you this, Ted.
Too much of a risk.
Because you're the only one in a position to really answer this. Would it depend on the two women that you would get involved in that end of the equation? If you had your choice of the two women on that end of the equation,
this is
any women walking the earth.
This is kind of a question that I was always kind of, I hope I don't ever get asked this question.
You're negotiating the price with yourself. I love it. I'm going to change it. If you could choose the two women from any women on the face of the earth.
Oh my goodness.
This is tough because then I feel like I'm showing my cards here a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, on my thinking in life. But if you ever met my mom, Patrice, you understand.
All goes back to Patrice.
It's all Patrice's fault, Rich. Here's, you know what? I'm just going to put it out there.
That's what the people want.
Here's my honest answer. Bro, do it.
You only live once?
This is no dress rehearsal.
I would say
as
this.
As far as I'm concerned, let's get it right.
Get your threesome in first.
Yeah.
You know, that way, you know, if you need to bail on this second one.
I feel like
I'm going to get on the text line.
60-40 struggle for you, Ted.
Yeah. I just can't believe the way that guy phrased it and worded it and asked it. It's put me in a situation I never thought I'd be in. So I would say, my man, do it. Why not? If you get to experience that first.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like I said, anything can happen. If I'm not mistaken, Turtle and Johnny Drama cross swords once.
They did.
No one wants to be in that situation.
What if the third person is ugly or not attractive to you?
Well, no, that has to be already pre-negotiated. You got to pre-negotate this stuff.
All parties have to agree on the third person.
You got to agree.
You have to agree on the roster.
Yes.
Yeah.
That has to be pre-negotiated. And let me tell you, sir. Okay. Negotiate everything.
Yeah.
Things that you think you wouldn't need to negotiate, make sure you talk to your partner first about
you think?
All the things that could possibly happen so you have every scenario played out in your head. And then when it happens, honestly, there might be some surprises. You never know. But at least you communicated it and you negotiated it and you put yourself in the best position to have a successful evening for your first menage a trois.
We should rename this segment Swingers Protocol.
Yeah, that's what it turns into.
Can I?
You know what? I'm
going to
give this guy
here?
Some advice on the text line.
Quick one here. Wife wants a
Don't
pool.
Mind me.
Wife wants a pool. I want a Harley. Oof. How do I make her go with the Harley? Can I just say something? I wanted a pool. Jenny wanted a kitchen. We have a new kitchen.
Yeah. Happy wife, happy life. Yeah.
Well, once.
Go with the pool, I'd recommend Outdoor Elements TX.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's one of those things. How much are you going to use one more than the other? One can kill you easily.
Well, they could. Can also drop your property value and make it more difficult to sell.
Yeah.
You know, so
well, you just won't get the value back on it. The first house I ever had, we put a pool in, and our house sold fast, but the pool only added didn't add the whole value back. But I think most people who put a pool in their backyard know that going in. Like, this is what it's going
to
be.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.